You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live in the Right Side studio, local, state, national man. We're going to cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, welcome to it. It's Friday, y'all. Boomer, it is Fry-yay, bud.
Fry-yay.
I'll have a side of fries with that, too, please. Yes. But yeah, it is the end of the week, folks, and I know some of y'all are glad. It has been a full week. We've had great shows. I mean, interviews with Jared Hudson, Navy SEAL running for sheriff. We had Ted Nugent. That was a hoot. We've had great callers calling in. And then the content was always just, it seemed like we were just chock full this week. And yesterday, too, we had the open house going on here at the new Right Side Studio, people coming and going while we're literally on the air. So it was just a great week. But listen, my monologue. So here's the deal. As I open up the show, let me just say this. Last night I was speaking to a group at dinner, and I told them a story that I'm about to relate to y'all. And it's a life lesson that I learned years ago when I was in the swamps at Army Ranger School. It deals with the why of the fact that I am now doing radio. But before I do that, let me just lay the foundation. So you all hear Boomer's voice on the air all the time, right? He's doing an amazing job running the board, keeping all the tech straight around here. Don't let it go to your head, man. I see you over there. But the cool thing is I've known him for much of his life because his family has been close friends of my own for many years. His folks have been there for us many times, and they're some of the people from whom we sought prayer and counsel more than once. His dad even designed the Right Side Radio logo, just so you know. So one night, Charlene and I were having dinner at a local barbecue place with his parents, and his dad asked me for some insight regarding a decision he was in the middle of. But it reminded me of a personal story, a lesson that I had learned years ago. But as I related my story to him to get to the point, I realized the conversation we were having, his question, my answer, was as much for me as it was for him. It was a moment in which I realized that God sort of brought back an old lesson to my mind, and it has not left me since. Why do we do what we do? Can we get it done? What is the calling in the midst of that? So here's the backstory. In 1991, I got orders to go to Army Ranger School. I was in my 20s. I was full of vinegar. Ranger School was a dream for me. It was a true bucket list item. I wanted to wear that Ranger tab on my left shoulder so bad I could hardly stand it. So as a young lieutenant, I won the right to go off to the Ranger Training Brigade, and I headed out to Fort Benning, Georgia. I could write a book about what to do, but most of it would actually be on what not to do, let me just tell you. Back when I went to the course, by the way, there were still four phases. And I'll tell you this, too. Anytime you meet an old Ranger, ask them how hard, you know, it was to go through the school back when they were in. And they'll tell you it was the hardest. Just, because when I went through, it was hard. Anyway, back when I went through the course, there were still four phases. Several weeks at the Benning phase where they weed you out, wear you out, train you in hand-to-hand combat, small unit tactics, and validate your individual soldier skills. Then came the mountain phase in North Georgia, where I got frostbite on my toes, then to the swamps in North Florida, and then out to the desert in Utah. Every phase had its own specific training, its own epic-level challenges, but what most folks don't know is that Ranger School, it's certainly skill and knowledge heavy, but it's also a leadership course. And to graduate, you have to successfully lead a series of missions in various environments. And to add to my fun and enjoyment, it was winter, January to be exact. 450 men entered the course on day one. 250 made it past that point. 98 are in my graduation photo. But at one point in the swamps of Florida, I was exhausted at the point of even hallucinating. But I was in charge of an ambush patrol. I had to pass it. It was a leadership, skill-oriented grading exercise. None of my guys could function. Dudes were literally falling asleep standing up while I was trying to brief the operations order. Nothing was working, and I realized that we were going to miss the SP time, the start of the mission. And I thought to myself in the early hours of that cold, wet dawn in the swamps that I was about to fail Ranger School after all that I had been through. So I remember distinctly, I can even picture where I was. I was standing there feeling miserable, out of control, and unsure what else I could do. And I just talked to God for like 3 seconds. I mean, I suppose it could be categorized as a prayer, but it was really just me conversing with him, straight up, no flowery language, no opening lines, no amen. I remember saying out loud, I think, I said, well, God, if you want me to be a Ranger, then I will. And if you don't, then I'll go home, be proud of that too. Well, what happened next, y'all, is more than I can describe. I kid you not, I suddenly had the biggest wave of relief wash over me like I've never felt before or since. It felt like someone literally poured warm water over my head because I literally warmed up in the winter, in the wet swamps. I think I even like chuckled out loud, which probably made some of the guys who were actually awake think that I had finally lost it. But then everything just like came online. Guys suddenly got energy and alertness they didn't have before. The men rucked up, they locked and loaded. We hit the SP time. We laid on the ambush site for a perfectly executed set of actions on the objective. And the long story short is, yes, I passed the swamp phase. I went on to pass the desert phase. And then Charlene came to Fort Benning and pinned on my Ranger tab. My point in that story, what I told Boomer's dad that night at dinner, and what I told folks last night, is that I learned at that moment, in that three-second talk with God, what it means to cease striving and know that He is God. If He opened a door, then my scratching and clawing and fretting and ducking and diving is my making a situation more difficult than it had to be. Sometimes I believe my role in the opportunities presented by a God that I really believe in is just to do. Just do. Now, I'll be candid, and I'll note that I'm not always good at that. If you haven't already noticed, I'm a type A personality, and that doesn't sit, and I don't sit still well. I'm prone to say things like, sleep is highly overrated, or scars are just symbols of an active lifestyle. I'd rather be a sheepdog than a sheep any day. But there's times when I have to recognize that God's intent is even more than what I think it is. I went to Ranger school to be an Army Ranger. I came away, yes, as an Army Ranger, but with lessons about my own limitations, my own abilities, but more than anything, my own better appreciation for the fact that I serve a big God who sometimes swings open a door and says, just do. And that, my friends, is why at this stage in my life, with every reason not to do so, I'm hosting a daily radio show. Not because I sought an opportunity to spend hours preparing for hours talking. Not because I thought there was some cool factor, but because an opportunity dropped into place, and after much prayer and deliberation, I realized that my role here was to just do. I mean, if God wanted me to be a Ranger, I would, and if He didn't, I'd go home, be proud of that too. If God wanted me to be a radio guy, then I would, and if He didn't, then I would go home, be proud of that too. My impression, He's not done here. So my role, my mission, my reason for doing it is because my job here at Right Side is just do. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I told that last night, and I thought, you know, I'm pretty sure that's my monologue for tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I got to head down that road. And y'all, I'm serious. I felt the wave of relief wash over me like you wouldn't believe, because at that particular moment, I quit trying to just do it all in my own steam. I quit trying to just make it happen. And I gave it back to Him, and He gave it right back to me. My role was just to go do. He had the end result already in His hands. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We got more.